We've talked with Terry in the past. She's the director of HEAT. Terry, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Tell us what HEAT is.
HEAT stands for Help Eliminate Auto Thefts, and we are a citizen tip line that allows you to confidentially get information on any type of auto theft crime over to law enforcement without leaving your name. And if we make an arrest, you can get a reward that could go up to $10,000.
Now, I know you had planned to be on Mackinac Island at the economic conference, but you weren't able to be there. But what would you have been doing had you been on the island?
Well, I think we want to make legislators and community leaders aware that HEAT is out there, and that we're promoting a better quality of life in communities by allowing citizens to kind of take control of their neighborhoods again and get people that are stealing cars, breaking into cars, that type of thing, arrested and in jail and out of their areas.
How big a problem is that in Michigan, and if you know, in mid-Michigan?
Well, Michigan every year has about 30,000 vehicles stolen, and that's the bad news. The good news is that mid-Michigan is not the hotbed. It's usually southeast Michigan that has the worst problem. Ingham County has a little over 300 vehicles stolen every year, and about two-thirds of those are in the city of Lansing. But still, I think thieves, when crackdowns occur in more urban areas, they tend to go out to suburbs, and we really all need to be cautious about not leaving our vehicles unlocked, not leaving the keys where people can find them, and not leaving goodies in the car that would attract a thief to both the car and what's in it.
Of those cars that are stolen, how many are recovered?
About 15 to 20% is all. It's really, they chop them up. They ship them out with fake VIN numbers to other states to sell. They're very creative about getting rid of the cars and getting money for them.
And I know HEAT has been passing out information about how to avoid pitfalls of online car shopping. A lot of folks are doing that now.
That's right, and it's really a hotbed for scammers. And so we tell you, especially if you're using Craigslist, to be very, very careful because it's so anonymous. So easy to use a fake name and fake phone numbers and things like that. So if you're looking at a vehicle on Craigslist, just make sure that all the paperwork lines up, that the names on the paperwork is the name of the person that you're dealing with. Insist that the sale be consummated at the Secretary of State so that they can flag any type of fake titles or fake registrations that are being used in the sale. And we also tell you to triple-check the VIN number. A VIN number appears on engine block, on the door pillar between the driver and the passenger side, and on the paperwork. And just really make sure that all those VIN numbers line up, that they don't look like that they've been tampered with. And if it's missing that sticker especially, that's a red flag because that cannot be removed except under penalty of law.
And folks should get guaranteed payment, and checks and money orders should make you a bit wary.
That's right. And, the famous scam is, I'll pay you $11,000 for that $10,000 car that you're selling. Just wire me the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to get a fake money order, plus you're out another $1,000 or $2,000. Be very, very careful. If the check is drawn on a bank, make sure you call the bank and make sure that that's valid. And if somebody's insisting that a transaction happen over the weekend when the banks are closed, be very, very careful.
I have bought used cars in the past, and I always have my mechanic look them over, too, before I purchase them.
That's a terrific idea because they can also look at signs that a vehicle has been tampered with or stolen.
And if people want more information about HEAT and about that $1,000 tip that leads to an arrest or prosecution of a suspected car thief, what do they do?
Well, you can call us at 1-800-242-HEAT, and our website is also 1-800-242-HEAT.com. We've got lots of safety tips out there, and you can even submit a tip online.
Terry, you have any information about the motorcycles? Are those stolen very frequently?
Well, unfortunately, they are, because they're very easy to put into the back of a trailer. And they love to chop them up, and the parts are very valuable. If you look at eBay or Craigslist and, type in motorcycle parts, you're going to get pages and pages and pages. So if you have a motorcycle, be very cautious as well.
Are most of these vehicles that are stolen still stripped down and the parts are just sold and then the shell is just scrapped?
Yes. Older vehicles, yes. The newer vehicles, they are changing the VIN numbers, making up fake paperwork, and then they'll take them to another state or even south of the border to be sold.
What's the hottest vehicles?
Well, in Michigan, they are actually late 1999, early 2000 Chrysler products because they're easier to steal. They don't have a lot of built-in anti-theft protection. Nationwide, it's the Toyota Camry, the Honda Accord, some of those vehicles. And then if you have an Escalade or another high-end SUV, those are valued intact as well as for the wheels and tires and things like that.
Really? I would have thought it would have been Corvettes and those sweet Cadillacs and I guess the more sporty vehicles.
Well, those have a lot of built-in anti-theft protection. I mean, a Corvette is very, very difficult to steal because it was so attractive at one time, and GM's done a great job at protecting those vehicles.
And I guess the same would be the same with Mercedes and Audi and those type of newer vehicles.
Exactly. Those attract a lot of attention. They want to get vehicles that if they're driving through a neighborhood, nobody's going to look twice.
All right. Terry Miller is the director of Heat. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you.